This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman is tying his stolen emails to Donald Trump's campaign. John Podesta claims that the Russian hackers targeted his account trying to influence this election, and he suggested that those hackers tipped off a Trump advisor. Podesta spoke out after WikiLeaks revealed nearly 1,200 more of his campaign emails yesterday. Nancy Cordes was there as the campaign chairman spoke to reporters. She's with us now from White Plains, New York. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Gail. It was on this plane that John Podesta went step by step through all the contact that Trump's aides and associates have had with either Russian actors or with WikiLeaks. He argued it's all circumstantial evidence that points to some kind of agreement between Trump and the highest reaches of the foreign Russian government.
Podesta said the theft of 10 years' worth of emails from his Gmail account is now being investigated as part of the FBI's larger probe into hacks at the DNC. The U.S. intelligence community said on Friday it is confident those hacks were directed by the Russian government.
Russian interference in this election and their apparent attempt to influence it on behalf of Mr. Trump is, I think, should be of utmost concern to all Americans.
Podesta noted that longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone appeared to have advanced notice of the hack, tweeting in August, "Trust me, it will soon be the Podesta's time in the barrel," and telling Florida Republicans recently that he was in touch with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The emails are a revealing and sometimes embarrassing window into the workings of a major campaign. In one, now interim DNC chair Donna Brazile, who was working for CNN, appeared to slip the campaign a question Clinton was to be asked at a CNN town hall during her primary against Bernie Sanders. In another, Starbucks CEO and major Clinton donor Howard Schultz called the campaign stale and lacking transparency that the American people will need to trust and ultimately elect Clinton.
She doesn't know if it's the Russians doing the hacking.
Trump has brushed off accusations that his words and his proposals seem to favor Putin.
I know nothing about the inner workings of Russia.
In North Carolina Tuesday, President Obama said Trump sounded like a Russian dictator when he threatened to jail Clinton if he won.
I frankly never thought I'd see the day when we had a major party candidate who would be promoting those kinds of notions.
Podesta said he doesn't know why Trump would be sympathetic to Russia, but he suggested that it might be his business dealings or his fascination with Vladimir Putin. And he noted that it is a typical Russian strategy to start releasing real documents at first and then begin inserting fake ones. And he said he expects that to happen soon.
Well, it's interesting, you know, how big of a leap is it, President Obama, from, you know, actually having somebody be jailed or using government agencies to harass and torment? Let's talk about the Tea Parties, you know, what the IRS has done, what other agencies have done to give people a bad time that do not agree with your government. I mean, this is, I mean, we grew up with this. You know, the baby boomers grew up with, you know, Nixon and his annex and LBJ. I mean, this is just, it's politics in our country, and you know, and that's why you're grateful that every 4 years you have a shot, 50-50 shot, so to speak, of being on the winning side, to where maybe you're given a little bit of relief that it's not you they're coming after. I mean, here it is, we've got Hillary Clinton so blatantly abusing the law and her national clearance for top secret information, and she gets away with it, but yet time and again we have you know, minions who accidentally take a picture, I mean, they take a picture in a nuclear submarine, and you know, they're in all kinds of trouble, but Hillary, it's like nothing happened. It's just one big yawn. So it depends where you are. It's just all a matter of who your friends are. Like William Federer talks about, that in these kind of situations, you want to stay close to the despot and close to the leader if you're not the leader himself, because you appreciate the favor. And America is no different, are we? 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Again, I want to thank Bill Burnett and Dave Evans for coming on. Their new book, Designing Your Life, How to Build a Well-Built, Joyful Life. It's a rich portfolio of experiences in this book, adventures and failures that teach us important lessons that result in hardships that make us stronger, help us know ourselves better. It's a life of achievements and satisfaction in designing your life. Bill and Dave put forth the questions about life that we all ask about one's meaning and purpose in the world. Questions such as, how do I find a job that I like or maybe even love? How do I balance my career with my family? How can I make a difference in the world? Highly recommend this book. It's going to be linked on our website as well. Designing Your Life, from two Stanford professors. And their background is so rich. They know from which they talk. And you always appreciate when you can, you know, whether you get to meet these guys directly or be around them, be one of the pupils in their classes, or even get a chance to read their book. I mean, this is valuable insight. I know it'll bless you richly. Matt Dobson is with us right now. He's with the Concerned Veterans for America. He is the Arizona State Director. Matt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about what's going on with the VA. We got reports that we still have vets dying. I mean, for all the attention that was placed on the VA, the way they were jury-rigging the system, misrepresenting how they're taking care of our vets, it's almost like little has changed since all the uproar.
Little has changed. We get new directors and we get people up there making lots of promises, but nothing's really changed. The bad employees are still sticking around. Politicians are still saying one thing and doing another. It's kind of just a revolving door here at Phoenix VA.
Well, when it's a systemic issue, as Nancy Pelosi said, it's time to drain the swamp. But whether or not they have the courage of their conviction to do something massive here to get this thing on track, I mean, how much more is this going to take? I mean, we have a situation here recently where you've got a vet that goes in for service and he's lost all hope, goes out to the parking lot and commits suicide. I mean, if that in itself isn't a you know, just a blatant scar on the whole process and a reminder that we're sticking our heads in the sand, that nothing is happening, I don't know what else it's going to take here, Matt. Do you?
I mean, it's going to take some things that might be unpopular with certain people, but that's the way it goes. You have a lot of politicians that kind of cater to one group of people, and you have politicians that don't care, and they're going to do what's right, and we just need more of those politicians. Legislation comes up that allows the draining of the swamp. It's called the VA Accountability Act, mm-hmm. and it gives the power to the Secretary of the VA to get rid of these bad employees, because right now you can't get rid of these bad employees. You can be on your appeals period. It can take 2 years to fire you for committing a felony while working for the VA. It's totally madness. And so a lot of these politicians don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. They're not going to vote against something that, you know, the only people that oppose that legislation is the VA and their union. And that's
Well, that's what I was going to say. You got to call it for what it is. It's union pressure that's holding this together and allows them to live another day in spite, as you say, of all the things that we're talking about in this political season. I mean, this is so egregious. You'll have candidates talk about, you know, how important the vets are and everybody and makes them feel warm and fuzzy. But meanwhile, I got to imagine if you're a vet having to endure this kind of incompetence time and time again, you just wonder, you go, is this just more lip service?
Right, and you can only drag the veterans, you know, or any group of people, you can only drag them in front and put them in your old backdrop and use them so many times and not fulfill your promise before. You start to kind of wonder if maybe it's ever going to happen. The other thing that would fix the VA, I think, is forcing the VA to compete. They have a monopoly on veteran health care, and they have no incentive to do anything better about it because where are you going to go? And there's legislation again that, again, the VA union opposes, the VA opposes. It's called the Caring for Our Heroes in the 21st Century Act, and that would let veterans basically have a choice in where they get their health care, and the money follows the veteran instead of the money being given to the VA and then the VA getting to decide what to do with it.
Well, this is the educational system. This is everything, you know, form and fashion that the government comes up with. They only know how to create these programs. They don't know how to affect them.
Right.
You know, they just keep bloating out of the government. And it's like we're not supposed to ask the big question, Matt, like for all the money that's being put in to veterans and the VA, what's the return on investment that we're getting?
Right. Well, I mean, it's $182 billion this year. And for every you know, dollars spent in the private sector to deliver health care, the VA spends $2.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by far the shoddiest health care in the United States. You have incredible wait times. You have poor standards of care. But, you know, VA hospitals pay out more malpractice per facility than all the private hospitals do across the nation.
This is incredible. And Matt, this is what the Democrats and Hillary Clinton are lauding as some sort of example of government at work in a single payer system.
Well, the government can't admit that it's wrong. It's the first rule of a bureaucracy is you protect the bureaucracy and continue to make the bureaucracy grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the VA is. It's 320,000 employees, only rivaled by the military in terms of its size and scope. And it, you know, 300,000 employees and $180 billion, and this is what we got.
Mm-hmm.
That's government efficiency. And that's government efficiency when it doesn't have to compete.
Right. And as you say, like anything, all we have to do is look to the top. And last week, the VA appoints, not last week, this was last month, appointed a controversial new director who has a history of incompetence. So, you know, this has to be rather discouraging, you know, for you, who's right there at the front lines, Matt.
Yeah, you see the same kind of thing happening. You have, first of all, if you're not willing to play the game, you're not going to become an executive for the VA. Furthermore, the only people they seem to be able to find to run these hospitals all have, you know, egregious issues with she was supervising a hospital that, you know, oversaw 1,800 veterans being exposed to HIV and hepatitis because of their lack of, you know, following the standards.
Mm.
Before her, you know, you have directors coming from places that were nicknamed Candyland because they overprescribed painkillers to veterans to the point where they had substantially higher, you know, overdoses and suicides out of this one facility. And you're telling me in the entire VA, 300,000 plus people, you can't find a single person that hasn't screwed up that's capable of running a hospital.
Yeah, this is so unlike anything, Matt, that you and I experienced. Yes, we had our moments in the military and other things in life. This is just not the way to run an operation. You continue. I mean, this is the Peter principle in full form and fashion here, and our vets are paying the major price of it all.
Absolutely.
So what do you encourage our listeners to do? I'm surprised there you are in John McCain country that the senator isn't at the forefront of this issue on your behalf.
He's actually supported both of those bills I just talked about. Mm-hmm. He's been one of the loudest voices for both of those bills. There was a lot of controversy because there was a bill called the Veterans First Act, and it didn't do anything. The only thing that bill actually did was remove the limitation for executives' bonuses from the VA.
Well, Matt, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us. Concerned Vets for America. He's the Arizona State Director, Matt Dobson.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on. I am
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Thank you very much, all our affiliates, over 280 around this great country of ours and around the world via shortwave. We thank you for joining us however way you do, even online at BillMartinezLive.com, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our next guest, Ryan McCormick, and his partner co-founded Goldman McCormick Public Relations, who came upon the PR task of a lifetime. You imagine this, creating a groundswell of public support to help acquit a man unjustly accused of murder. His name was Nick Hillary. And Ryan McCormick is with us right now to fill in all the details. Ryan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing unbelievable, Mr. Martinez. It is a great honor to be with you today, sir.
Oh, trust me, the honor is ours to have you on to talk about saving somebody from unjustly being accused of murder. And who said that public relations is not a powerful tool?
That's right. Everyone gives their, like, they tell, they say PR. They're all a bunch of spin guys, and it's not the case.
Well, in some cases, sadly, you know, PR is getting a bad name. I mean, that is your job. I mean, you've got a message to put out there, just as you did for one Nick Hillary. And, you know, you believe in it and you fight for it. And, you know, but, you know, the tough thing is that where does, you know, in some cases today in the modern experience is there's an abandonment of truth. And I think that's what gives PR or the media a bad name, is when we let go of the facts.
Right. And in this particular case, there was, I think the media at the time, they did not realize how big this case was going to get. I think it was very, very hyper-localized. Mm-hmm. And they thought it was something that was going to be swept underneath the carpet. And at the time when this gentleman, Nick Hillary, was accused, before he was even brought up on charges, almost 2,000 people within that town signed a petition saying that they wanted to keep him in jail. This is without any evidence,
right.
not an eyewitness, not a single piece of physical evidence tying him to the scene of the crime. This is just the idea that the police were thinking about charging him, and the people just decided that they wanted to keep him in jail. So you not only had community bias, you had media bias, especially in the town, and it was a very big challenge to try to turn this around. We're pleasantly surprised at how it turned out, and was just, you know, incredibly thankful for it.
Well, you get at that point when you think all else has failed, and it's a fait accompli. I mean, as Nick said, you know, he was standing at the crossroads of life here. You know, the next 15 years to life in prison, or maybe the possibility of going home and people believing in his story. And it was because of you guys and your company that gave him some hope and a lifeline. And thank God, justice was served. But what Nick Hillary had to go through was absolutely incredible. Break down the case for the audience so they understand what we're talking about here.
Okay. In October 2011, a 12-year-old boy named Garrett Phillips was killed in Potsdam, New York. He was strangled to death. And they have suspected Nick Hillary as the prime suspect because he was the mother's ex-boyfriend, and they thought that he had gone over and killed the boy because he was upset or had some kind of resentment. Now, when they charged Nick Hillary with this, there wasn't an eyewitness at all. No eyewitness, no DNA, no physical evidence. They just decided that was the guy. They had records of the police talking about him being the prime suspect before anything was even going on. So from the very beginning, they were trying him. The first two trials, I believe, couldn't happen. The DA at the time, I believe, dismissed the trial because said they want to proceed because there's no evidence. So the district attorney named Mary Rain ran on the campaign that she was going to put this guy on trial regardless. Mm. So he's on trial for the third time. And throughout the course of the past 5 years, he's been harassed. He's been jailed. And again, not a piece of physical evidence, not an eyewitness at all. And during the trial, they revealed how they could not put this gentleman in jail or prison for life because of circumstantial evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So his whole name and reputation was completely destroyed, especially in the wake of the accusations. And what we did is we decided to do a counterbalance with that.
Mm-hmm.
We built a website just on the case alone. We gave the media facts all the time. And at one point, Mr. Martinez, the New York Times wrote an article, a 5-page cover article about Nick Hillary's case. And I think that turned everything around because everyone else started seeing what was happening. And as a result, 2020, Dateline covered it. I think other media outlets are going to do a story about his life. And really got the press out there. There's a lot more scrutiny on this case because of it.
It just wasn't holding water. Now, what was Nick doing before this? I mean, before his world crumbled?
I believe he was a soccer coach.
He was at Clarkson University. He was there at Clarkson University soccer coach. So here's a man. He's got an established career, and he's off, right?
Right, he's up. He had a really, I mean, he was well respected, well liked. He's a father of five and a military veteran. And, you know, he's very likable, very esteemed member of the community. This happens, and, this horrible nightmare becomes a reality. And in addition, I want to point out to your audience, in addition to getting the media on board with this, there was a legal defense fund. And when we came on and we started putting things out, he raised about $50,000 for his legal defense fund.
Wow.
So, when you have a story, when you have compelling facts about an argument, it's so crucial to get it out of me. It's so crucial to let the public know, because it is a battle in the courtroom, and it is a battle in the perception in the eyes of the media and the world.
Ryan, not that it matters a whole lot, but anyway, I mean, it just seems like you were so engaged in this that Goldman McCormick, did you do this pro bono? You picked up the story and did it as a pro bono?
We did a majority of the work pro bono. Yeah, we did a majority of the work out there. There was some compensation, but we did most of it. Because we believed in this gentleman's case so much, and we felt really bad for him. He was a really nice man, and we wanted them to see justice. And this whole case was a big revelation for our company, because we really love working with people who are in a position like this. We want to provide some kind of service that brings greater peace for the world. And some firms like to work on the clients for the money or for the prestige.
Right.
This is just for the sake of doing the right thing, and we enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, this is PR. This is the mechanics of public relations and what it can do, and I imagine it enlarged the aspect of influence that PR in general and as an organization, as a company, what you guys could affect. I mean, this is a real, end zone kind of dance celebration experience for you guys, right?
Well, we're very humble about it. Thank you very much. And it's something where we want to teach other people about it. We'd love to work with other firms, especially in legal aspects, and teach them what we did, because anyone who has a person in a similar position like Nick Hillary should not have to go through what Nick Hillary went through. And yeah, we would love to share to anyone, any firm or anyone who listened, what we got from this experience. And it was a celebration, because we're just excited that he was okay, that he's excited, that an innocent man did not go to prison. There's so many cases of injustice in this world, and we're happy that this is one of those times where it didn't rain that day.
Yeah, but what happens, with 5 years of his life, right? I mean, this wasn't something that was solved within a couple of weeks. I mean, the emotional roller coaster, everything that he went on. Did he end up losing his job as a soccer coach?
Yes, I believe he ended up losing his job, and he had people that he'd probably known most of his life turn around and turn against him. And so his kids faced scrutiny. It's just a whole nightmare situation. But where did you go from there? I mean, I guess there's his lawyers are working on what happens from there, but from a media relations PR perspective, I can totally see this gentleman selling his story to a major studio. I can see a book written about his life. I can see a movie about his life, because it's so compelling. It is an incredible story. The stuff that happened in this trial is surreal. And when we're putting this out to the media, where we're putting together the fact sheets, we're like, this is stuff that you can't even make this up.
Right,
so,
exactly. I mean,
you've
got to be so sold on, this is why we go through due process. I know that it really stresses people out that we take so long, but there is a reason for due process. But meanwhile, I think of this poor man and his family, his kids, and what they went through during this 5-year period. And then now, even though he's been exonerated, how many people still look at him, through all those accusations?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people do. A lot of
false accusations, I might say.
Yeah.
You offer, real quick here, we only got about 20 seconds left, but you offer to advise other people. How can they get in touch with you, Ryan,
Sure. Go right to our website, goldmanmccormick.com, GoldmanMcCormick, goldmanmccormick.com.
Well, one for the good guys, Ryan McCormick. Congratulations to Goldman McCormick, and we're just elated to hear of the good news for Nick Hillary. I just pray that those 5 years are redeemed big time on behalf of himself and his family.
But there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have, thank you so much for joining the cause here to get this country back on track. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk about caring for the creation, caring for creation, the Evangelical's Guide to Climate Change. With us right now, the authors Paul Douglas and Mitch Hescox. Gentlemen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
This is Mitch, and what? And welcome, yes. And glad we're here.
Yeah, and Paul, I heard you get stepped on by Mitch. Is this kind of like what happens all the time?
He's bigger than I am.
Hey,
he's
I'm
a
just teasing.
Communicator too.
Hey, really, I got to tell you, I'm excited about having you guys on for lots of reasons. As the conversation continues to talk, you know, be out there about climate change. We have the president says it's a fact. You know, scientists are, you know, we got this debate going on, and it's even down to the point that we our two major political parties are at odds over this issue. And you go right to evangelicals, you know, with the issue of climate change. Paul, I will say, so everybody knows, he's a Christian meteorologist with a message. He says climate change is a scientific fact. Mitch Hescox is a preacher and a former coal industry worker with a message. He says God calls us to care for the world, and we're neglecting our responsibility. So, Paul, let's start out with you. Let's bring this into balance and help us understand where we are. And when we talk about climate change, change. What are we talking about? You know, because it seems that this whole issue of global warming and climate change, it's all gotten a little bit convoluted, and maybe we're just not understanding what people are clearly perceiving here.
No, you're right, Bill. I think we have a semantics challenge. When you hear global warming, if it isn't warming everywhere simultaneously, people get confused. Hey, it's chilly today, Paul. Where's your global warming?
Right.
And climate change, yeah, the climate, of course the climate has changed since the creation, based on forcings, based on volcanic eruptions, based on changes in solar radiation, based on changes in the Earth's orbit around the sun. But we are pumping these man-made chemicals, CO2 and methane, into the atmosphere, and we're changing the chemical composition of the atmosphere. And, Bill, it was the weather, not Al Gore's documentary. It was the weather that actually tipped me off and other meteorologists around the nation who are included in the book that something was up, that something had changed. It's not your imagination. The weather is being disrupted more often. We've had six separate thousand-year floods just in the last year. What's happening now in North Carolina is historic from Matthew. But there were five others before that in the last year. And so between the drought in the west, the wildfire season longer and stronger, and wet areas are in fact getting wetter, we're seeing the symptoms of that 2 to 3 degree rise now showing up in the weather. And, but what I, you know, what Mitch and I are both saying is that, look, you have to frame this differently. If you focus on gloom and doom, if you focus on, oh, the only thing that's going to save us is more government, more regulation, instantly evangelicals and conservatives tune out, and for good reason. But if you frame this as an opportunity for real energy independence, something we've been talking about in this country since the 1970s, if you frame this as energy security and economics, you're going to be paying less to heat your home or cool your home or drive your vehicle. We should have choice with energy, just like we have choice when it comes to everything else in our lives. I think if you frame it differently and talk about the opportunities and make sure that it's market-based, that it's not some bureaucrat in Washington, it's going to be thousands of new companies that are born as we reinvent this country and our energy economy.
Well, Paul, let me say this. I agree with your premise. And one thing I know about our God that I've learned over the years is that God is about freedom, Mitch. And the way the narrative is being put out there, it seems to be more a slave message. It is something that limits our freedom. And it also takes God out of the narrative. It's almost like, you know, I just imagine in my own crazy, cynical way that all of a sudden God looks down upon the earth and says, oh, my goodness, global warming. You know, Peter, didn't I tell you to take care of that? You know, like as if God had no understanding, you know, about what was going on, times and seasons. And somehow we're supposed to reject everything we know about God and say, well, you know, Al Gore is our new God. And he's got it all figured out that the God who created the heaven and earth missed one.
And this is Mitch, and I don't think God missed one at all. I think the scriptures very clearly say that we have a responsibility to steward the creation.
Yes.
In fact, in Isaiah 24, it says human beings destroy the earth because they don't follow God's commandments. Back in the beginning, Genesis 1, God created it. Chapter 1 talks about a sustainable earth and plants. Chapter 9 in Genesis about now giving us some animals to eat for those of us who like meat. But what I tell people when I preach around the country and talk to people is that, you know, the two most popular books that every Christian reads all the time is where we have the basics for sustainability. And that's a joke because those books are Numbers and Leviticus. God told us how to care for this creation from the beginning. It's us who have ignored it. And what we want to do is put it back on track. We want people to take individual responsibility. We want to empower the markets to work. And yes, we'll probably need some policy things coming along the way. But I can tell you there are a lot of Republicans, like Paul and I are both Republicans, actually, that are on board with seeing these kind of solutions. Just a couple weeks ago, Congressman Cabello from Florida and a bipartisan effort
introduced a new bill calling for a climate solutions commission. I personally know about 25 Republican senators who are anxious to work on clean energy and climate change, and they're just looking for the opportunity to do so. And that's why we have to have this dialogue that you're promoting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, climate change is real.
Right.
But there are Democratic solutions, liberal solutions, and there are conservative solutions. And we need to come together in a nonpartisan way, a bipartisan way, to address this problem that impacts every single child of God around the world.
Yeah. But, Paul, we have to undo some damage here that has, been started and established, by the Al Gores of the world, right? Hello, did I lose you? I just lost Paul. And Mitch, are you still there?
Sure, I can pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up because Paul, I guess evidently, we just put too much pressure on him. He just fainted right next to him.
But, one of my, and this is a true line for me, and it's been quoted from the New York Times, all the places, that, dealing with climate change and creation care is not being about Al Gore. It's about being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And while we all should care about polar bears, it's really about defending our children now. Because the impacts of our children in this country, 50% of the people in the United States already live in areas that have air pollution that's totally unacceptable. 90% of the people in the world live in places with unacceptable air pollution. 1 million children die in the developing world every year from indoor air pollution alone because they don't have access to good energy, whether it's, electricity and kerosene or burning wood stuff. So, yeah, we have to undo some things, but it's reframing this message in a way that's true. And I think the biggest thing we have to get away from is the fact that, for me, when I have scientific questions, I go to people like Paul or other Christians that I know of, or when I do that, I go to the National Academies of Science or the American Academy for Science and look what they have to say. I don't listen to the sound bites on TV. I listen to the people that are the experts and try to read and try to be a God-fearing person and discern what's actually going on.
Well, when we come back, we've got to go to break here. I know that we've just reconnected with Paul, and Paul, I want your input on this as well, how do we get to the, starting line all over again and reintroduce caring for creation and the issue of climate change so that we can look at it truly from a biblical worldview and not a man-made worldview that wants to control God's creation here. So on the other side of the break, we'll pick it up with Paul Douglas and Mitch Hescox as we talk about evangelicals and climate change. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Crank up the grill this football season using a do-it-all marinade to score big with family and friends. Ben Napier.
Grilling is essential at a tailgate, but stocking up on the ingredients can be costly. That's why we love to use our do-it-all marinade. Just mix 3 parts olive oil, 2 parts soy sauce, and 1 part each Worcestershire and balsamic. Plus a dash of lemon juice, Dijon, pepper, and garlic. Drizzle it over some chicken in a bag and let it marinate in the fridge for about 4 hours.
Aaron Napier.
For our tailgating essentials, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card at wholesale clubs and grocery stores because we earn 2% cash back. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I think the lyric says it exactly right. You know, I want to live it well. I want to live it according to the purpose that, you know, God has designed for us. You know, I think that's really what it's all about. 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour, a conversation regarding climate change continues with two evangelicals, Paul Douglas, Mitch Hescox. Paul is a Christian meteorologist. His message is climate change is a scientific fact. Mitch is a preacher and former coal industry worker with a message that says God calls us to care for the world and we're neglecting our responsibility. Paul, as we were talking to you just before, we lost you there for a moment, but I want to get your perspective on this, and that is, in order to get to where we can really deal with this issue, we've got to get it out of the political. It's been so mired in politics, unfair influence, I mean, to the point that government is rewarding, you know, out of the people's treasury, out of our money, scientists that are just kind of perpetuating, too many myths and too many misunderstandings. And we got to get it out of that realm so that people have some sense of confidence that what information they're getting is bathed in truth. What do you think?
Well, no, I think you're right, Bill. And I think ultimately politics won't solve this. What will decarbonize America and the rest of the world is economics and energy security. And we're already moving in that direction.
Yeah, we're so close, aren't we?
We need to move faster.
Right.
But, you know, and I tell people, you know, it's good to be skeptical. In an age of hackers and scammers and special interests, you should be skeptical about everything. And we all climb a wall of skepticism with climate change. If you really take the time and look at the data, get past the sound bites and look at the data to come to the realization that, yes, the atmosphere and the oceans are warming, the polar ice caps are melting, and these are changes, and we are responsible. We are accountable. We are the ones with our hand on the wheel. God gave us free will. When people say, hey, Paul, do you believe in global warming? I say, no, I don't. I believe in God. I believe in his son, Jesus Christ. I acknowledge the science, and I test the science. But no, science is never settled. I hope it's something else that's responsible for the warming. But right now, all of the available evidence points to the fact that we are the ones now with our foot on the accelerator. We are the ones changing the chemical composition of the atmosphere. And we're starting to see those symptoms showing up now. They're showing up in the weather. There are 11 meteorologists around the country, Bill, who are in that book, mentioning how the changes are showing up in their cities. And I tell people, look, if you don't believe the scientists, you don't believe the ministers and the meteorologists, do yourself and your kids and your grandkids a favor. Believe your own eyes, because the symptoms are going to be harder to dismiss and deny over time.
Well, Mitch, you brought up something that's really important, and that is our responsibility of stewardship. God is real clear about that. You know, we know historically the children of Israel didn't do a good job, and they were kicked out of the land for 70 years because they abused God's creation. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we're not going to have to experience that. I mean, we can say we hope and pray that that's not the case. But our own human condition, failed as it is, if anybody is going to lead the way to any form of redemption here, it's got to be evangelicals, doesn't it?
Oh, I believe so. And I think it really starts with that relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Chris Wright, who's now the leader of what once was John Stott's ministry, says it so well, is that, you know, you can't have a good relationship with God unless you care for what belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, doing this is an act of discipleship. It helps me build my relationship with God, and that's really the beginning and the end. It's what God calls us to do.
Paul, what is step one here? In terms of being able to deal, with this issue to where we can get it, like I say, move it out of the 8-second sound bites, the political process. What is step one? You know, I've often heard that if we're going to have a revival, it starts with a party of one. What do you say?
No, I agree with that, and I think step one is just being willing to spend the time to do some investigating on your own and investigate trusted sources. You know, the liberal media has hijacked the subject, and not for good. And I think if you really take the time, look at the data from NOAA, look at the data from NASA. I see no evidence that anybody's cooking the books. I see no evidence of a grand conspiracy among thousands of scientists. I mean, if you really take the time and look at the data, you'll see that things are changing. And look in your community for ways that, you know, energy security, assuring that the lights stay on the next time there's a solar flare or the next time a hacker tries to bring down the grid. There are a lot of compelling reasons to have a clean energy economy that is decentralized, not relying on the grid, which was, you know, created, 100 years ago? 110 years ago, we were still riding horses.
Right.
And then we moved on to fossil fuel powered transportation and energy. But I think the point that Mitch and I are making is, look, fossil fuels got us to where we are today. But it's probably not sustainable for our kids and for our grandkids. We have to find a new way, a better way, a way that puts less stress on God's operating system.
And I think at all levels, Mitch, don't you say? I mean, my problem that I've had with the government is that they're trying to compel people. I mean, first of all, there's no vision, you know, that has come out and has been articulated saying, hey, here's what we need to go, and this is the direction we're moving in, and we're going to begin to feather this in. No, we've got, the government and the political process stepping in, spending an inordinate amount of dollars, the people's money, with little concern about return on investment. Crony capitalism comes into play. You know, I think about what happened with Solyndra, which is absolutely just sinful. Here it is, we make a deal with a company in the West, give them $500 million of the people's money, and then the next turn we allow the Chinese to come in and subvert our investment. how does that make sense? See, this thing gets so mired and people get so frustrated that we wonder, okay, what's going on? I mean, you know, you could say because we're human and you got sin and you got this kind of stuff that's going to, you know, take place anyway. Let's look beyond that. Let's keep our eyes on the goal and stay focused here and, you know, prayerfully, and hopefully we get somebody who can, you know, truly be a leader for us and lead the way nationally. But meanwhile, there are things that we can do locally, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think that's where it begins at. I mean, for me, it's taking responsibility for your own energy use. Mm-hmm. I mean, become energy efficient. Your churches, there's some great resources. Go to creationcare.org and we can share some real easy things for everybody to do to become energy efficient. Mm-hmm. Plant community gardens.
Right.
Do your best job of recycling. Take responsibility for yourself. I, in Pennsylvania, have something called Energy Switch, where I can buy all of my electricity by a flip of the computer switch from wind or solar sources.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the initial things. But we really have to spur this free market. We have to account for the price of the unknown price or the external price of coal, the externalities that have never been paid for in other fossil fuels. But we have to really jump gear this clean energy future. And that's what's really happening around the country. In fact, you know, one thing just to make a brief comment, the Solyndra program, Solyndra itself was a disaster. But one thing that most people don't realize in the record, the actual total program that Solyndra was just one part of actually made the government about $1 billion. And, cause one thing that is important is investing in not choosing companies. But I believe what Bill Gates said is a very good thing, is we have some of the best energy laboratories and best energy research in the world, and we should take advantage of that because we need to rekindle the American economy, and that's not going to happen through coal. Coal mining jobs are gone. We need to start a new industry that's going to propel us into the next century for our kids. I want to see my grandkids have good jobs, and it's going to happen from the new things that we create by God's blessing.
Well, Mitch, for you as a former coal industry worker to say that the coal industry is gone, you know, I know some people are going to take exception to that. I mean, that sounds rather Hillary Clinton-like, you know, claiming that she's going to put all the coal miners out of business. You know, that might be a bit harsh and that might be real, but we need to, like anything, if we're going to let go of coal, then what are we going to hold on to the future? What's the vision to take us to the next step?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that the reason coal is dead is simple economics, that natural gas is just overpowering and is a lot cheaper.
Right.
Ben Folk, he's the chairman of the board and president of Xcel Energy based up in Minnesota, told me last year that we'll never again build a coal-fired power plant in the United States. Because the advantage of coal was the fuel was cheap, but the plants were expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with solar power being, you can build a utility-sized solar array cheaper right now than you can coal, natural gas, or nuclear. And so it's simply a matter of economics, that it's nothing to do with regulations. It's the price of commodities. And by the way, we do, as Paul's been saying all along, having energy freedom, the choice to choose our own energy, and a way to empower God's children around the world is where the happen's going to be. And we just sort of need to get rid of the roadblocks
right,
and let it take off.
Paul, we got about 10 seconds here. I'm going to let you wrap it up. I mean, that's the vision and the hope, but that's the, you know, that's the new word to get out there, right?
It is. And I'm hopeful because younger people aren't as cynical or set in their ways. And the arc of technology, Bill, things are moving in the right direction. We just need to move.
Well, you got it. Paul Douglas and Mitch Hescox on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
All states are prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer computer or smartphone, and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We all have heard.